Dark feminine energy resides in every woman, yet most women are completely unaware of this core part of themselves, and most women never use this powerful force of nature. Of course, one of the things that revolutionized my entire life was to realize that both light and darkness have a place in my world, meaning that not only I had dark femininity within me, but that I must embrace it along with my light feminine energy in order for me to be my fullest authentic self as a woman. This is a profound duality that is mostly unacknowledged, unfortunately, in our society, yet so inherent in our femininity. And this is what I want to share with you today, my beloved. Okay, let's start with what is dark feminine energy. Darkness here is a metaphor for the deeper unconsciousness part of ourselves that is hidden below the surface. Dark feminine energy is all of these feminine traits that were suppressed deep into unconsciousness in order to conform to a certain idea that society had of what a woman should be like. So dark feminine energy doesn't mean it is an evil energy. It just means it is hidden deep in unconsciousness, and it was made that way in order to suit a certain society's agenda, rules, beliefs, and norms. The question is, why would society want and encourage women to suppress certain aspects of their femininity? And not only because these aspects don't serve society, and more specifically, they don't serve a misogynist society, but also because this aspect gives power to women. And so society created different norms, conventions, and traditions in order to keep that dark feminine energy dormant inside as many women as possible. Now, for centuries, women were taught from their early childhood to only be in their light feminine energy. Women are expected in many cultures around the globe to always be nice, obedient, passive, to be this mothering figure who is always nurturing their kids, husband, and everyone around them, and to avoid controversy at all costs, amongst other things. What dark feminine energy is the polar opposite of this light feminine energy qualities. It is when a woman deploys all of her being in the service of herself and herself alone, that entails to not always be nice, to stand up for herself, to disagree, and to be bold. This is why women in their dark feminine energy are often accused of being selfish, self-centered, and heartless. But the truth is, they are just women who are focused on benefiting themselves first and foremost. Otherwise, if you are exclusively in the light feminine energy, you are settling yourself for less, a life of unfulfillment, discontent, people's pleasing, and resentment, loneliness, judgment, shaming, and that's it. But if you are exclusively in your dark feminine energy, you are setting yourself free up for a life of fulfillment, happiness, and completion. Now, let's talk about how dark femininity manifests itself, or I should say, what are the major traits and behaviors of a woman who embraces her dark feminine energy? Number one, she loves herself unconditionally. A woman who knows who she is, she loves herself unconditionally. Moreover, she is her main source of love, meaning she welcomes other people's love, but she does not rely on others to feel loved. Her loving herself is enough without a man or a friend. She treats herself as someone she deeply cares about, and so she removes herself from situations or people that are less than her standards or low quality people, or, of course, who don't treat her with the same care, respect, take advantage of her, lie to her, who don't know her value or make her feel smaller than she deserves. Of course, as high caliber women, doubt herself sometimes, but she never doubts her self-worth. Meaning she never doubts what she is worth of what life has best to offer. She is her first priority in that she puts herself first and sometimes at the expenses of friendships or relationships. A higher caliber woman never compromises her true divinity, her femininity, what she wants and what she will not tolerate in order to please others or even a man to conform to what others accept of her. Directs her curiosity and focus towards herself and getting to know her true femininity, her divine femininity, on deeper levels before she gets curious about other people. A woman in her dark femininity or feminine energy never gets affected by someone stopping to love her, be it a former partner or a friend or ever a family member, because she never and ever relied on their love in the first place, and she always stays true to herself. Number two, she is not afraid of being assertive. She's a kind woman, yes, but also assertive. I mean, I see a lot of women never stand up for themselves for the sake of being perceived as nice. They avoid expressing themselves, their feelings, their own opinions and desires so they can be liked by everybody. And they quietly accept others' position in order to avoid conflicts and confrontation. And they let people blindly cross their own boundaries because of their fear of causing a stir. But that's not how a woman in her dark feminine energy or a higher caliber woman carries herself. A higher caliber woman has a good balance between being agreeable and standing up for herself. But if she does not have a choice, she would rather be respected and stand up for herself than being agreeable and be liked. She recognizes that she owes as much to herself as she does to other people. And so, when it is time to stand up for herself, she doesn't hesitate in engaging in conflicts or either difficult conversations to make herself heard and respected, but she always does it in a respectful way. She communicates her boundaries and she states what she does like and what she doesn't with power and confidence. Also, she lives by the mantra, "Don't mistake my kindness for weakness," which is a famous quote attributed to Al Capone. What it means is her kindness is a choice and does not come from a place of fear or weakness or need to be liked and accepted, and that the moment her kindness is either taken for granted or mistaken for a weakness, she gets ready to pull the trigger and command respect without any fear. Number three, she knows what is right thing for her. A higher caliber woman values her energies and all the efforts about what she has to offer in terms of her presence, time, energy, attention, affection, and love. So she doesn't give it away easily or to random people. She makes people earn their love and affection by making sure they put in the work through their actions and efforts, because she understands that people only value what they obtain through efforts and dedication. She doesn't listen to words, but rather she watches people's actions very carefully. She lives by rules such as never compromising her standards or reciprocal investment. Let me define what is a reciprocal investment. It means a woman does not invest in a man more than he invests in her. Men are options for her, nothing else. Whatever she puts in has to come back to her. And for every move she makes, there has to be a reciprocal and equivalent move from the man's side. As a result, a higher caliber woman is very selective of who she allows into her life and who she invests her time and energy in than before. Another trait of being a higher caliber woman is that she is flexible. She knows what she wants and she isn't fearful to lose anyone instead of being, you know, needy for a man to complete her. Now, I know it is quite hard to accept this fact, but, you know, we can control how we react to people instead of trying to change them. In addition, she is able to change or be changed easily according to any kind of situation instead of settling for drama or any average Joe who doesn't know how to treat a woman. And finally, she honors her sensuality and her gender identity. She is in tune with her physicality, respects herself, body, shape, size, and isn't afraid to explore herself and express her sensuality in a deeper way, viewing it as a sensual part of her being, her divinity, her sexuality. Now, harnessing your dark feminine energy unveils a transformative journey into the depth of your being. It is an endless trip of discovery, resilience, authenticity, and a very powerful expression. And for this reason, as you dive into this profound, let it shine your path and your spirit and shape who you are as you are. And last but not least, I will talk about your divine feminine energy in the next episodes. But I want you to remember that before I conclude this episode, you came into this earth with a divine purpose and in all shape and forms in this life. See you later, my beloveds. Bye.